term. The space currently occupied by the Interpretation Building Center as one of the three known necropolis of the city being partially excavated. In the earliest phases, burial practices consisted in cremating the dead and storing the ashes in small pits and later covering them with stones or tiles. Later, burial rituals were introduced on the 2nd century AC and became more common throughout the 3rd century AC. Many of the burials made in later times were of recycled materials from previous constructions. For example, the tomb on the left, in which the walls and roof were made of granite stones, set in the body on a terracotta tiles floor. In the city of Kapara, conventional standards of Roman town planning were followed when locating burial spaces. They were situated outside the walled area, flanking the trails that stretched forth from each of the city's gates. Between the 1930s and 40s, the first necropolis of Kapara was discovered during the construction of the road that links to the neighboring town of Guijo de Granadilla. Diverse burials that followed interment and cremation rites, corresponding to different historic eras ranging from the 1st century to the 5th century AD, were discovered. In the majority of cases, a variety of items that represented funerary objects were recovered, including ceramic or glass containers and other items of personal decorations. Nowadays, these can be seen in the archaeology section of the Cáceres Museum.